Hello, hello. Welcome back to my podcast. As you guys know, my name is Brooke. I'm a goth juggalo who just wants to better the impact on the planet and just have a chit-chat session with you guys once in a while. Today, we're going to be talking about why overconsumption is killing your creativity and our earth and your own individualism. So let's get into it. But before we do, what is overconsumption? Well, overconsumption is when you're buying things that you don't really need, you're consuming things that are completely unnecessary, and often are pushed onto us by the media. If you're a TikTok user, Instagram scroller, or I don't know, Twitter lurker, I don't use Twitter. You'll often see that things like, you know, retail therapy or going shopping and doing these haul videos are something that are extremely popular. This is just the media pushing onto us that we should go and consume things. We should go and buy things. That when we feel sad, upset, or down, we need to go buy, buy, buy. However, most of the time, you don't need the things that you're buying. You're going out and you're getting a new water bottle in another color, or new shoes, or a new outfit. But at home, you have four water bottles in your cabinet, and shoes are spilling out of your shoe rack, and you don't even have enough room in your closet for all your clothes. What's the point? At this point, you're just feeding into this over-consumerism, over-consumption, capitalistic ways that support businesses that honestly don't have your best interest in mind. Take a look at Walmart or Target or anything like that. They are doing terrible damage on our environment, yet still you're taking your dollar and voting and saying that you want more of what they're going to produce. In my opinion, I don't know if I want to do that anymore, you guys. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't know if I really want to be supporting these companies and the message that they're putting out. I'm not going to sit here and say not to buy anything ever again and that it's not okay to use these stores ever, because that's just not realistic and that's not the point that I'm trying to get down to. I'm trying to talk about mindful consumption, buying what you need and using what's necessary. And just because you need something doesn't mean you have to buy it new. Thrifting, secondhand, buy, sell, trade, swap, getting involved with your community are all just great ways to get items without having to buy them. Especially depending on the item, you may not even want to buy it. You're doing a home DIY and you need a drill for an hour. Rather than buy a drill and then let it sit in your closet, why don't you just ask someone in your community to borrow theirs? Rent one out or just talk to somebody you know. You see what I'm saying here? Going back to not buying new, that also goes into thrifting and just buying secondhand. Thrifting is a great way to make sure that you're supporting your community and you are buying things that would end up in a landfill. Now, I'm not saying that thrifting is the end-all be-all, because a lot of the things that are donated to thrift stores still end up in the landfill, which is extremely unfortunate. However, going to the thrift store just increases the chance that these items aren't going to end up in a landfill. It gives them a second chance at life again. Thrifting also gives us a lot of opportunities to look at items that have lasted over time. Making furniture purchases at thrift or antique stores is often a great idea for a budget-friendly way to decorate your home. You can look for things that have withstood the tale of time and probably are going to. Things nowadays aren't made to last. Things nowadays are not made the same. I'm going to touch on that in a little bit. But just going and finding these things that are gonna last and putting them in your home and using them for even longer is just another way to keep them out of the landfill. Because if they're gonna last in your home, you know where else they're gonna last? The landfill. They're going to last in the landfill. And rather than support that. Let's try and get our landfills to stop overflowing. So going back to things that aren't made to last, nowadays you need, when you're thinking about buying things and your impact on the environment and the single-use plastics and this whole like eco, I want to be better, I don't want to, you know, overconsume, I'm trying to do mindful consumption, something that you need to think about is how the product was manufactured, how it was made. Because if a product was made with child labor, slave labor, whatever it is, and then it, you know, it added more smog into our environment, or it was tested on animals, and then you're still buying that, and then whatever that was, it was wrapped in single-use plastic and you have to throw it away. Why support that? Why continue to put your money into that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that is such a pattern that I don't want to fall into. I don't want to have to continue buying scrubbers for my dishes that are sponges that just grow bacteria over time and get moldy and gross and come in single-use plastic when I can buy a bamboo scrubber that does the same thing and lasts a lifetime and will degrade once it's done. So, like, you see what I'm saying? There are so many alternatives, and I feel like people always think it's going to be this pricey thing, and it's just not. You know what's pricey? Continuing to buy things over and over and over again. Now, there are so many things that contribute to that. There is a certain level of privilege that I have with where I live and my lifestyle and the way that I grew up, to where I am able to sit here and try to spend the couple extra dollars that that wooden scrubber is going to cost. However, I have lived a lifestyle where, yeah, no, the 99-cent scrubber that is, you know, disposable or whatever, we're gonna have to use that right now because that is all we can afford. And that's completely understandable. However, I'm just saying, keep that in mind. That doesn't make you a bad person, and it doesn't make you the one that's killing our environment or killing our world, or, you know, that purchase right there is not going to be the tipping stone. And I don't want anyone to feel that guilt that trying to be environmentally friendly can sometimes come with, because we're all in a different situation. However, I'm just asking that you guys are just a little bit more mindful with the things that we're buying. Maybe right now, all I can afford is this single-use plastic-wrapped scrubber. But you know what? I'm gonna walk to the store to go get it rather than drive. Or you know what? I'm gonna take my water bottle into work. I don't typically do that. I typically just, you know, use a disposable plastic cup. I'm gonna do something to try and counteract that. Do something local. Do something that just will make you feel a little bit better and is just a little bit more mindful about the actions that you're having. Because nowadays, that is not what is pushed. If we're looking at social media and all of these hauls and all of this like clean talk and all of these Instagram reels of people just consuming things, you fall into this buy, toss, repeat pattern. It's not something that is a habit that I want to continue. I want to be someone who is able to help my environment and understand the things that I am purchasing. And I don't want to be one of the average Americans who is spending over $1,000 on fast fashion and throwing away 80 pounds of clothing a year. You know, like, I'm tired of contributing to these statistics that are killing our planet. So I'm trying to find ways to counteract that. And social media isn't doing this. Social media wants you to continue to consume, to do retail therapy, to buy off TikTok shop, to support child labor, to support things that shouldn't be supported. Keep in mind that every dollar that you spend is a vote. You're saying, yes, this is something that I believe in, and I'm okay with whatever your company supports. I understand it's not always that simple. However, continuing to support companies that you don't align with is still support. You're still giving them the money to continue doing the things that they are, harming the environment or not. That's just why you should be mindful about the things that you're doing. And going into buying things, we don't have to buy them new. I've talked about thrifting, but something else that you can do is trading. Picking up a hobby and learning how to make something from scratch is a great way to learn how to suppress your creativity, is a great way to learn how to represent your creativity. Overconsumption is suppressing your creativity. If you've ever walked into a space and just felt, oh my gosh, that just level of dread that is there, and it's not because you're tired, but you look around and your dresser doesn't fit your clothes and you have blankets all over the floor and whatever it is, you have too much stuff and not enough room, and it just weighs on you and it clutters your mind. That is suppressing your creativity. That is making you extremely more tired, and it makes it so much harder to be creative in that sort of environment. Picking up that hobby and learning how to knit and being able to knit a sweater and trading someone for a piece of art or maybe a pair of pants because they can sew, or someone that is really good at making art, whatever it may be, interacting with your community and learning how to trade and setting up that system is another great way to really stop feeding your dollar to these capitalistic and just overconsumption ways while supporting local. Because in the grand scheme of things, you can try and offset things. You can do the carbon offset when you take a flight, or you can, you know, whatever, the recycling, I don't know. I don't know other ways. But whatever it may be, doing these things doesn't necessarily help. If you take a flight from New York to LA, the thing is, the carbon offset for the trees that you're going to buy, they're going to be planted somewhere in South Africa. Is that really carbon offsetting then? You're planting it on the entire other side of the world, and it's like, how much is that really helping where you're at? You know, rather than doing that, why don't you use reusable bags when you go to the grocery store? That way, when you walk through the park, you don't see as many littering the floors or the ground. Rather than buying these single-use plastics, you go to the mom-and-pop shop and you buy something from them in the packaging that they made themselves. You see what I'm saying? Finding these ways to be more sustainable and be more eco-friendly and stop feeding into that consumption are going to give you more ways to be creative, express who you are, and be with your community. I understand that that's not always the easiest thing to do, but it is so much better than sitting alone in your room, getting a package from some fast fashion brand, opening it alone, and looking for that gratification and attention online. Let's be in the moment and maybe stop listening to all of the advertisements around us. I believe that everyone out here can be extremely creative with the things that they find in the thrift store, with the things that they find in teaking, and representing their own unique identity and personality. Let's rebel against what's being pushed on us in social media, rather than just going and spending our money wherever is easiest and fastest. Let's really be mindful about what we're buying. Let's ask ourselves that question of, what am I going to do with this when I take it home? When am I going to have to replace this? And do I have something that already serves this purpose? Let's break out of this habit. It's time. That's really all I have for us today. Just my little rant. on different, my rant on overconsumption. I absolutely encourage you to go view my transcript. I have all of my sources linked there of where I got my ideas and my research from. Also, I will be crediting the music that I used at the beginning and end of this in my transcript as well. So I do urge you to go look at that. And I do have a little blurb in there about a couple ways to lower your impact locally, like lowering your meat and dairy intake, but that's not something I'm going to talk about in this one. Maybe in the next episode. I'll see you guys next time. This is Brooke out.